A sea of people filled Victoria's Inner Harbour on Sunday night, August 3, as the long-awaited symphony Splash returned with an evening of classical music and fireworks. Canoes, kayaks, and paddleboards clustered before the floating stage, while tens of thousands of spectators gathered on the legislature lawn and surrounding streets to enjoy the concert, which began shortly after 7:30 p.m. Held for the first time in 5 years, the event featured its very own orchestra performing from a barge under the direction of conductor Sean O'Loughlin. The night's program included highlights from past Symphony Splash events, with pieces such as Shostakovich's Festival Overture, Host's Jupiter from the Planets, selections from Star Wars, Tchaikovsky's 1812 Overture and Amazing Grace. Victoria Symphony CEO Matthew White, who experienced his first-ever Symphony Splash, qualified the celebration as an internationally recognized, iconic event. "It's just one of the best opportunities to go hear a world-class orchestra in an incredibly beautiful central setting for free," he said. "It's a joyous, beloved civic tradition. There's no other event like it anywhere else." While the event was out for a 5-year hiatus, caused by COVID and financial challenges, it was atop White's priority list to revive this unique tradition that returned for a 30th year after the inaugural concert in 1990. "From the moment I got here, people were telling me, as soon as this whole pandemic mess is over, you need to make sure that you get Symphony Splash back on the water because it's become a calling card for arts and culture on Vancouver Island," he said. While working to get the festivities back on track, White discovered that Symphony Splash's DNA was deeply rooted in the community and a celebration of local talent. "Symphony Splash was designed as a community engagement event to remind the city that we had these professional musicians at the core of the Victoria Symphony that we should treasure," he said. "And it grew year after year after year into something that became more than just a local event." After trials and tribulations, the festival was reborn from its ashes, stronger than ever, delivering its biggest event yet. Thanks in large part to a grant from the City of Victoria, Symphony Splash evolved into a 2-day festival, featuring dozens of local and international musicians performing across 4 stages throughout the downtown core. In addition to the symphony's traditional performance, the event included concerts by the National Youth Orchestra of Canada, Juno-nominated Indigenous artists Selly Cardinal and Shawnee Kish, renowned percussionist Sal Ferreras and his Latin jazz septet, among others. As the weekend event came to a close, White emphasized that the iconic celebration stands as a testament to Victoria's vibrant arts and culture scene. "And for those who missed it, White extends an open invitation to the next event."